Diva Kaja is Michelle Joe Ballard, Thoughtful. She arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And while I think of it, I'd like to say hello and welcome to all my new Facebook friends. I've had quite a lot of requests for Facebook this week, a lot of people joining me on Facebook. If you'd like to join me on Facebook, well, contact me with the email there and we'll set that up. Now, I'm starting with a track from Brendan O'Dowda, and it's my first dedication on the programme this week, and it goes to Marie Rudy's in Sacramento, California. She's a great fan of Irish music, and this, I know, is one of her favourites. We'll have a live performance from Brendan O'Dowda. Round of applause, please.
Mr. Patrick McGinty, an Irish man of note, came in for a fortune, so bought himself a goat. He says, sure, a goat's milk, I mean to have me fill. But when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. And now all the ladies who live in Killaloe are all wearing bustles like the mothers used to do. They each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat, and they leave the rest to Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Mickey Riley, he went to the races the other day. He won $20 and shouted, hip hooray. He held up the notes, shouting, look what I have got. The goat came up and grabbed it and swallowed all the lot. Oh, he's eaten me money, cried Mickey with the hump. They sent for the doctor, he brought a stomach pump. He pumped and he pumped for that $20 note. But all he got was ninepence out of Paddy McGinty's goat. Sure, and Paddy's old goat had a wondrous appetite, and one day for breakfast he had some dynamite. A big box of matches then he swallowed all serene, then off he went and swallowed up a quart of paraffin. He sat by the fireside and didn't give a hang. He swallowed a spark and then exploded with a bang. So when you go to heaven, you can bet your dollar note that the angel who has whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat.
A well-deserved round of applause there for Mr. Brendan O'Dowda and his story of Paddy McGinty's goat. And I hope, Marie, that you enjoyed that one. We've got lots of other requests coming up on the programme, and lots of various types and styles of music this week. Now, here's the story of the great man from County Cork. His name, Thady Quill. That's right, T-H-A-D-Y, Thady Quill. And, well, he was known all over the county of Cork. In fact, he was known all over Ireland. He was known for courting the women or drinking black porter. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go way back to the early 60s and the Clancy brothers. And they're telling us the story of the bowled Thady Quill.
Image of two hollow anxious for court, and a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir to the athletic sport, and hand in your names to the club committee. And never commence any sketch on your programme till the carriage you see flying over the hill.
ride on through the valleys and lands of Kilcorny with our own darling sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill. For ramblin', for rovin', for football or courtin', or drinkin' black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days rovin', you'll find none so jovial as a muskerry sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill.
At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, it was played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling lads were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for Bald Teddy to Ballinagree. He hurled that ball right and left in their faces and showed the Tipperary men action and skill. If he touched on his lines, he would certainly brain them, and the papers were full of the praise of Ted Quill.
For ramblin', for rovin', for football or courtin', for drinkin' black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days rovin', you'll find none so jovial as our muskerry sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill.
At the Cork exhibition there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more, but a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed o'er and o'er. Our mother says she's sure I know what will aise me and cure this disease which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment, I'd rather one squeeze out of Bald Teddy Quill.
For ramblin', for rovin', for football or courtin', or drinkin' black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days rovin', you'll find none so jovial as our muskerry sportsman, the Bald Teddy Quill.
Give over your doctors, your medical treatment, I'd rather one squeeze out of Bald Teddy Quill, she said. There we heard the Clancy Brothers and one of their classics. Now we come to a part of the programme that I like doing, and that is changing the style and type of track that we play on the programme. As I say to you so often, it doesn't necessarily have to be an Irish song, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. The singer could be Irish, the man or person who wrote the song could be Irish. In this case, it's the singer. And I refer to Sonny Knowles. During the last couple of weeks, I've been talking to you about Joe Dolan, the icon, the cabaret icon that was very, very popular over the last 30, 40 years. The same could be said of Sonny Knowles. Now, Sonny started life as a sax player, and then he started to sing. And a very good sax and clarinet player he was, too. I had the good fortune of working with him on a number of occasions. He had the nickname of the window cleaner because when he was singing, he used to spread his hands out. And as somebody once pointed out, like somebody who was cleaning windows. He was very, very popular wherever he appeared. And this was one of his big hits way back in the day. Sonny Knowles, When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New.
Each dream that I dreamed came true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, each dream that I dreamed true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, when your old wedding ring was new.
Ah, happy days when I worked with Sonny Knowles, and many's the time I accompanied him singing that song, and he'd have the audience eating out of his hands, if he could keep them still. Just want to point out before I play this next track that it is a little longer than we normally have, but it's too good to fade. It shows off the talents of that wonderful family, the Black family. They are so talented. We all know of Mary Black and Frances Black and her brothers. They're all fine singers and fine instrumentalists. Listen to their version of a lovely, sad little song entitled Fare Thee Well, a Store. Now, a store is the Irish word for treasure, so it's goodbye, my treasure. Listen to the Black family.
As the light now slowly fades, moonlight silver on the shore, shadows fall along the strand, I see your face no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, storm. Cold the wind that blows around, broken hearts with sorrow fill, turn with longing to the tide, flowing deep and still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well. Silent tears stream down the glen, fill the rivers to the shore. Silent echoes on the wind, your voice I hear no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, a storm. Thank you.
who loves you well. Dark the winter, cold the night, I long to see you still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, my storm. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, my storm.
The multi-talented Black Family and Fare Thee Well, a Store. I've spoken many, many times on Sounds Irish about my work with the Jack Ruan Band in Ballina and how we used to visit various parts of the world. We go to the UK on a regular basis and we'd go to the US. On my very first trip to America with the Jack Ruan Band, and we'd play in all the local Irish places, the centres in New York and Chicago and Boston. And I remember one particular gig we played in the Catskill Mountains. But I can't remember where exactly it was, but on one occasion, before we started to play to a packed audience, one of the audience came and asked us if we knew the song Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle. Well, shamefacedly, I said, no, I didn't. But the boss man himself, Jack Ruan, he knew it and he thought he could get the words somewhere. So the following day, we were in our hotel and there was luckily there was a piano in the hotel, and I learnt the song. On the banks of Lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle was the song. I'm going to play that song for you now. Sung for us, beautifully sung for us, by Trudy Lawler. And it has very happy memories for me.
Oh, I know we spot, 'tis a place of great fame. And it lies to the north. Now I'll tell you its name. 'Tis my home, little birthplace, and it's on Irish soil. And they call it Lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now I courted a wee girl. Her age was 19. She was the fairest colleen that ever you've seen. For her cheeks were like roses, and her hair waved in coil. And she came from Lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. I was young, I was restless, like the rest of the boys. I had not many sorrows, nor yet many joys. I worked hard for a living, all day I did toil, far away from dear old Derry on the bank of the Foyle. Now when I make a fortune, then to home I will go, to the dear land of the foil.
Trudy Lawlor and Lovely Derry on the banks of the foil. Just a little sort of rider to that story. The following evening, that the person who asked us for that particular song was delighted. She came up to us after the show and said how thrilled she was to hear that song, Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle, because her mother used to sing it. Oh, that was nice. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have country and Irish. Now, I am aware, friends, that country and Irish isn't everybody's cup of tea when it comes to Irish music. But the object of this programme of ours, Sounds Irish, does what it says on the tin. Everything about the programme is Irish. And here we're having, it's a country song, okay? It's a well-known country song, but it's beautifully done in country style by a group that are no longer with us, Logue and McCool. They got a great country sound, and have a listen, particularly if you're a country fan, to the way they treat this lovely old song. Love Me If You Get There.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you may not understand, but a long, long time ago, grandma's daddy didn't like me much, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of the church, where me and Grandpa stopped to pray, I know I've never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said those words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Logue Hogue and McCool, Love Me If You Get There, proving that we Irish can sing good country music as good as anyone else in the world. Now it's another of those requests, and this time it's from Mary in Canada. And she, as a regular listener to the programme, she says how much. She's given me a few choices. So she, well, most of the choices she's given, we've played of lately. So what I'm going to do, Mary, for you, and thanks for the nice things you say about the programme, I'm going to play you Dermot O'Brien. You asked for Dermot O'Brien, and I'm going to play you his version of a song that we all know so well. It needs no introduction, so I'm not going to give it one.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my bonnie bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away, and I, your voice is sad when you speak, and the tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain, and when the fields are fresh and green, oh, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles at once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now, but many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, where your heart will feel no pain, and when the fields are fresh and green, oh, I will take you to your home again.
You know what I liked about that track? By the way, that was I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And that was from Mary in Canada. What I liked about that track was there was Dermot's relaxed singing, but not that, the wonderful backing. You see, Dermot O'Brien was a wonderful musician, as well as a good Gaelic footballer. But he had some great notions about arranging music, and that came out definitely on that track. I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Now we come to that talented group, the High Kings. I'm a big fan of the High Kings, and they're telling us the story. I think the last time we had a version of this was by the Clancy Brothers. They're telling us what happened on the rocky road to Dublin. Now they're saying that they left the town of Tuam, which is in Galway, T-U-A-M, and they danced all the way up. They got to Dublin, and when they got to Dublin, they got on the boat to Liverpool, and all sorts of things happened. But there's some wonderful instrumental. The Bowron, you can hear the Bowron, as I've pointed out before, is an Irish type of drum. Listen to the High Kings telling us all what happened on the rocky road to Dublin.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls at June, nearly broken hearted, salute to father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stout black thorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full only ride. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits bright, and there he took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, twas set your heart to bubbling, and asked if I was hard, wages I required, till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full ollie ra. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived, a view of that fine city. Well then I took a stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole, all in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind, when I looked behind, no bundle could I find, upon me sick a wobbling, inquiring for the road, said me Connaught Grove wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra. Spirits never failing, landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. The captain at me roared, said the door of Paddy, when I jumped aboard a cabin found for Paddy. Down among the pates, made some bonny reefs, and some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbling. When I fall the head, wish myself was dead, or better far instead. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra. Safely landed, called myself a fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle, they began abusing, hurrah me so, says I'm a shillelagh island fly, Galway boys were nigh, and saw I was a hobbling, with the loud hooray, joined in the affray, we quickly cleared the way, for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra. Hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra.
Whack for lully ra.
Whack for lully ra.
That is so well put together and performed there, the rocky road to Dublin from the High Kings. Earlier on the programme, I was talking to you about Jack Ruan and working down in Ballina, and I was having memories of Mayo. That's exactly what Frank McCafferty's having.
Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind.
And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory to Mayo long ago. Now your sons have left you far, far land. Some have sought their fortune beyond the Rio Grande. Some have gone to Boston, the Bronx or Camden Town, or to far Australia, that place of great renown. Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind. And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow brings me back to memory to Mayo long. I can still remember how it used to be, all alone on Echo, across from Enniskine. Then we'd go to Westport and Clare Morris too, and to old Killala, that town that Humbert knew. Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind. And the curlews whisper